Hi everyone, and welcome to Autism Hope Library. I have a really special guest. I've known him for years, and I can't believe this is our first interview. Welcome to Bill Schindler. Thank you so much for being here today.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me. I mean, I hear you guys are doing great work with families, and the biggest part is giving families the opportunity to get educated so that they can make the differences and decisions that they need to make. When you give education to people, you give the power back to the people. So it's always great to share information, whatever it may be, with all types of different conditions and stuff there. So.
Well, I feel like I've seen you, oh my goodness, at least 10 plus years at all the different conferences. And you've been helping tens of thousands of families. Yeah. And before we get started about, you know, what is mild oxygen therapy, like what is hyperbarics, why are you so passionate to help families?
You know, that's a great question because people ask me all the time, especially with autism. But I kind of, not that I stumbled on it, I actually started the first clinic about 20 years ago. And in our clinic, we've treated over 45,000 families. And the majority of the families that come to us, many of them are families that can't afford to have treatments done. And so we're kind of like Field of Dreams, you know, to make sure that all families have the right, that the only prejudice that we have in this country has nothing to do with anything but money. And it's very sad that when there's people out there that really need help, you know, some assistance, and not asking for a lot, but just some kind of ways maybe to help a child, whether they've got cerebral palsy or autism or brain injury, or a mother's got cancer or a father's got Parkinson's or Alzheimer's or so. So I saw hyperbarics about 20 years ago, the beginnings of it, and got involved and moved from California to Atlanta, Georgia, and started one of the first clinics, and it's been a journey. How I got involved in the autistic world, I have to be honest with you, it was a doctor that was in Jacksonville, Florida, Dr. Julie Buckley. And I was at a Super Bowl. I was working with some players. I happened to work with a lot of athletes and professional players all over the country. And one of them was a gentleman named Terrell Owens. And he had gotten hurt, and everybody said it was impossible for him to play in a Super Bowl. And he was able to do that. And in my travels of that week of the Super Bowl, I had met somebody that met somebody else. And it's always how that works there. And the next thing you know, I went to this little house that was in Jacksonville, Ponte Vedra, where Dr. Julie Buckley was there. And I showed her, I talked to her about a hyperbaric chamber. And she said, well, I'd like to see it. And she wanted to go to the place where the chamber was at, and I couldn't do it. But I told her after the Super Bowl was over, I'd be more than happy to bring it to you. So after the Super Bowl was over, New England had played the Philadelphia Eagles, the Patriots won, and we moved on. But that's where it all started at, because when I met Dr. Buckley, I ended up bringing the chamber inside the clinic there, and a couple of children's lives changed that day. And that led me to a doctor named Dr. Jerry Carzanel and Dr. Jeff Bradstreet, who later on in my life, I would end up being partners with for a period of time. So the journey of autism, I saw long before, and I knew I had the privilege of marching with 10,000 other families with the Green the Vaccine march with Jenny McCarthy and Jim Carrey, and I looked behind me and I saw 10,000 families, literally, with signs. So humbly and mercifully. I mean, fathers and grandfathers and moms and dads and brothers and sisters holding pictures of a small child. Mm-hmm. And the question is, why not get involved? Because I knew that someday it was going to hit my family too. And at least I could be somewhat knowledgeable, somewhere to be able to share or give people hope. So, and then shortly thereafter, we got bit by the bug, if you want to call it, of autism. And it's been the greatest journey that I've ever been on. I am much, I'm a much better father, a much better grandfather, and a much better husband, and a much better man. Because of the autistic community, because I've got to learn what these children are really about. Mm-hmm. And all they want to be is loved. Yeah. All they want to be is helped. And the families need to get that help. They need to get it up both emotionally. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. But they need to get support. They need to get help. Mm-hmm. They didn't ask for this. They didn't wake up one day and say, I want to deal with this with my kid. So the autistic community has become very, very important to me each and every day. In everything that we do. In my clinic and stuff, we treat a lot of different conditions, But it's the children that I get to treat and the children that we get to put our arms around. And if I can just be a part of maybe helping one child say their first word at age 12, or not go to the bathroom every day in their bed in the you know, every night, or that can just eat a normal food and not have to go through pain and suffering. So I wouldn't trade that for anything. And I think that every person in this world should be able to put their arms around a family instead of pushing them aside, to embrace those families. Don't be as scared to ask that family, is your child on a spectrum? And embrace them, and embrace them in their churches, embrace them in their communities. So that's why I've gotten involved, and I will continue to fight the big fight, the bigger picture, one family at a time.
I love that. Yeah. I mean, as I said, I've seen you for years and years, and I've always seen families come up to you and you become friends of theirs. You become part of their family. And I've always seen the empathy and the joy in your heart as you're helping families. So let's talk about what you do to help these
families. Yes, that's the best part, okay?
The mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy. I know we've had, you know, different interviews on Autism Hope Library, so if you guys haven't seen those, go back and watch those as well. But we're going to talk about what is that. A lot of people still don't know what that is.
You're right.
So what is that?
You know, it's a great question and stuff, and it's, you know, it's interesting because people get too complicated in their explanations about stuff. And I'm just a simple guy, and I want to be able to talk to our families with a way that when they walk out of my clinic or so, and they walk out of a consult with them, that they get it. They don't go like, I don't understand what they said. So I actually use this little chart that I've been using for years. It's this little chart here that I made up a little bit that enables us to kind of share what is the concept of hyperbaric medicine. So in layman's terms, because that's what we'd like to talk about, okay? You're breathing about 21% oxygen in the Earth's atmosphere right now, okay? We take the air that's in the room and it goes through a compressor and then cleans the air out so clean that the air that's going into the chamber is as clean as it would be if I was doing surgery in a surgical room. And then sometimes we use a little additional oxygen. It's called an oxygen concentrator. And there's an extra tube that goes in, and what it does, it delivers about 10 liters of oxygen per minute. But it has nothing to do about the oxygen. It's all about a law in physics. Actually, there's a couple laws, but the major law is Henry's law. Could have been anybody's name, but they picked Henry, okay? And Henry basically said three things. He said, if I take a gas, G, and I place it under pressure, UP, that gas will now dissolve into liquid. So any gas that's under pressure will dissolve in liquid. So the gas is oxygen, the pressure is the chamber, and the liquid is your blood. So if we're going to change somebody's biological history, I've got to go back to the very beginning of where it all started at the cellular level. The cells make up the tissues make up the organ, and the organ does a function. So hyperbaric medicine is really one of the only treatments or medicines or whatever you want to call it in the world that affects every single cell in your body at one time. It has no prejudice. It doesn't know who's in the chamber. If it's one of my traumatic brain injuries, if it's one of my professional athletes, if it's a cancer patient, if it's a child with autism, its job is to affect every cell in your body at one time. So, very simply, the red blood cells, they carry oxygen. The white blood cells, they fight bacteria, virus, infection, and disease. So, this circle right here has five little dots of oxygen in it. It's a normal, healthy red blood cell. Life is good. Happy, happy cell, no problem. But the cell above it, it only had three dots of oxygen in it. That cell was compromised oxygen because I either have a disease, a condition, or some type of injury or insult. The bottom circle, it's all filled up, okay? It's got like 10, 20, 30 dots in it. That's what happens in the chamber. The chamber allows the red blood cells to absorb more oxygen. So right now, if I measured your oxygen levels right now, they're about 96, 97%. So I only have about 3% to work with. But that 3 or 4% is huge when you're talking about every cell in your body at one time. And that's when the real miracle happens. Because once the cell is full, it can't hold any more oxygen. That oxygen has to go somewheres, and that's when it goes into the plasma, your blood, all the liquids in your body. So this allows me to bring blood flow and oxygen to all the tissues, all the organs, all the glands, and the bone density of the human body from head to toe. This is why we use it in the hospital for like flesh-eating bacterial wounds or diabetics that have their toes and stuff there, because the hardest part of the body to heal is your feet and your fingers, because it's for this blood flow from the heart. So kind of like this, if I had a cup of coffee in front of me right now and we put some sugar in it, what would happen to the sugar? Well, it would dissolve. So what makes the gas dissolve is pressure. We lower you about 11 feet below sea level. Once that happens is the cell gets full, it can't hold any more oxygen. So it's kind of like the coffee cup gets full, it can't hold any more coffee. But we kept pouring coffee in it, and so it spilled over. And if I take my coffee and I dump it on my table, what's going to happen is it's going to go everywheres. And that's the miracle. It's going to go everywheres. If that's all the chamber did, that's unbelievable. But now we go to another step. We go to the white blood cells. Those are the good guys that are fighting bacteria and viruses and infections or so. So a couple key things. When oxygen goes into a cell, it forces toxins out. Oxygen in, toxins out. The more oxygen that's available for the body, the more the body's immune system is able to work more properly to detox. This is why we use hyperbarics in a hospital for carbon monoxide poisoning. We don't get rid of the carbon monoxide, you die. So we've got to flush the system out, okay? So a couple key things. If we're taking supplements, those supplements now are immediately dispersed into the bloodstream. They become more efficient and more effective. Also, if we're using pharmaceutical drugs, we're able to decrease medications, if not eliminate them. And we do that all the time with all my families. You know, the common denominator of all diseases is inflammation. So hyper means more and baric means pressure. So we decrease inflammation and increase blood flow. You could go in the chamber for 1 hour and it's like taking 40 Motrin as an anti-inflammatory without the side effects, okay? The second thing with the white blood cells, in the middle of the cells, called the mitochondria. That's the engine of the cell. That engine is fueled by oxygen. So the more oxygen is available for the mitochondria, the more the body's ability to produce more energy. Now, y'all know that some of our kids, we don't want to have any more energy than they already have because they're buzzing around as it is. But we're talking about energy at the cellular level to heal their gut issues, to help them become more cognitive, etc., right? The last part of the white blood cells I bring to your attention is all the bacteria and viruses don't do well in oxygen, okay? Specifically, cancer. Back in 1930, there was a guy named Otto Warburg, who was a biochemist from Germany, did all his research on cancer, and what he proved was this: the primary cause of cancer is a lack of oxygen at the cellular level. And the true treatment for cancer is to saturate the human body with oxygen and to avoid further environmental toxins. 1930, we're talking about environmental toxins. Does that ring a bell in 2020? Of course it does. He also said that cancer is fed by sugar and when the body's in an acidic environment. So it's not rocket science. If I get sugar taken away from my diet, if I put my body in an alkaline state and flood the body with oxygen, I may have a better chance to survive. So Warburg won 2 Nobel Prizes for that research. Kind of an important thing. Maybe we ought to listen to Grandpa, okay? Grandpa had some good things to say, all right? The last part I'd like to share with you is the brain, and that's the most phenomenal, interesting thing of a human being because it affects everything in our body. If you don't think so, go drink some tequila, and your gut will tell you there's a connection between the gut and the brain, okay? So what happens is that barrier that surrounds the brain, the blood-brain barrier, because of the fluid that surrounds it, that's our doorway. It's a doorway we didn't have opportunities for before. So we're able to cross the blood-brain barrier and deliver oxygen and blood flow to parts of the brain that we couldn't get there before. So when we have an injury, whether it's inflammation because we had a traumatic brain injury or autism, we have a concussion and what have you, the brain's pretty smart. It wants to protect itself. So it may build some scar tissue around a certain area to protect the other neurons. Well, those neurons are out there, but they're just not working at 100%. Some of them are working at 30 or 40%. Some of them are working at 60 or 70. But the connections aren't being made. So we bring all this oxygen and blood flow to that part of the brain, and all of a sudden we get to a cell that was kind of waking up and finally woke up. And all of a sudden, it wants to communicate with another cell. That's the the neurons talking to each other like a telephone call, okay? The synapses, okay? So they start connecting. And now all of a sudden we got another one and another one, another one, and all of a sudden I got a child opening his hand with cerebral palsy. I've got an autistic child saying its first word. I've got somebody that's more cognitive as with a stroke. I mean, it's not rocket science. If somebody had a stroke and it was caused from a lack of oxygen to the brain, it's not rocket science if I got oxygen back to the brain. At least give us that opportunity to have that that concept there. So this is all happening in the human body at one time, which is one of the reasons why hyperbarics is so wonderful for all of us. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times our autistic families come in with their parents and mom gets in the chamber. It's always kind of funny because mom says, you know, I slept really good last night and my lower back wasn't hurting so much. And I always say, well, you know, I forgot to put the divider in because, you know, you're not supposed to help you out. This is all about your child. But there is no divider. The chamber doesn't know who's inside there. So we're all going to get additional benefits that we weren't even looking for just because of the simplicity of the human body. It's not complicated. In summary, you're breathing about 10 to 15 times in a minute in this world just to survive. Inside a hyperbaric chamber, it's not just oxygen anymore. It's a dosage of medicine that allows the whole human body to absorb it and take it to places where it's never gone before because of inflammation. 1 hour in a hyperbaric chamber is like taking 720 dosages of medicine. Wow. That has no side effects, it's not evasive, and we don't have to do anything. We get to play with our child in a hyperbaric chamber, play cards with them, let them talk, bring a DVD player and watch a movie, whatever it may be. So I know I've said a lot of stuff in a short period of time. It's about a 3-hour lecture that we just crammed into a few moments, but just to give you a little bit of feedback or a little bit of understanding. It's just about the oxygen that, when it's under pressure, will dissolve into the liquids of the body, okay? We are so blessed at our clinic because we see so many stories. I watch polio patients walk. I've watched children say their first words. We watch stroke patients get out of wheelchairs and Parkinson's patients stop shaking and cancer patients live and not die. So the message that we can all have is that we all need hope. We don't need to be told by some doctors there's nothing else we can do. Because dad had a stroke, or we have a child with autism that, oh, well, you know, we really can't do anything. And we're going, well, you can't do anything. There's always somebody out there that can. And it would be better just for the doctors and clinicians to say, I've done everything I can for your child. I don't know anything else, but don't give up because there's other people out there that may know more than we do. The amazing thing is we go to our grocery stores today, and you would have never thought there would be sections of gluten-free, casein-free, soy-free, milk, food, and what have you. 20 or 30 years ago, they would have thought, what are you talking about?
Even 10 years ago, it was hard to find.
Exactly. Yeah. And now I can go to Publix and pretty much get a whole meal.
How do people find out more about you? Because I know you guys rent chambers. I know that you guys have chambers to buy. I know people can go to your clinic and use them, and people from all over the world you help.
Yes.
So how do people find you?
That's a great question. We're kind of, as you can probably see, I'm kind of a quiet guy. So we have a clinic that's in Georgia. If any of you are even close to it, come and see us. You know, we'll give you treatments that won't cost anything. You know, we're trying to help the families, to help themselves. You know, a very large percentage of our families at our clinic don't pay anything because we want to make sure that money is not the reason that they're denied treatments. But you may be far away. If that's the case, there are opportunities to rent chambers and even to purchase chambers for the comfort of your home. But I would really, more importantly, just gather information, talk to somebody that at least knows what they're talking about, and get in a chamber. You know, what's great about my clinic is that you can come to the clinic and we can experience it together. You know, we've dove so many thousands of children, and I've never not been able to get somebody in the chamber. That's some moms who have been a little bit difficult, but my kids, they like the pressure to begin with, and you don't feel that. And we just have to clear your ears like you do on an airplane. So you can always go onto our website, which is www.hyperbaric, that's HYPERBARIC, hyperbaric, and here's the best part, the letters PHP. So what's that stand for? People helping people, because that's what it's all about. Your family helping mine, and my family helping yours, this doctor helping that doctor, that family helping us. We all learn from each other. And if we just opened our hearts more and not worried about that there's not all the right answers, we're probably going to get a lot further. So just take it one step at a time. Don't try to overdo everything and just go forward in some capacity. So it's hyperbaricphp.com. You can always reach me on my cell number directly at 678-794-5863. 678-794-5863. That kind of sounds like I should put some music to it. Yeah, kind of like that song, Jenny, you know, 867-5309, right? Okay. So anyways, it's my honor. It's a blessing to be able to just share some hope to all of you out there. And that's for everybody. So often the families come to the clinic and it starts for a child with autism, but they've got a grandmother with multiple sclerosis or a father who has cancer, or another family who has Parkinson's or Alzheimer's or Lyme disease. There's so many different ways that we can help families. Oxygen has no prejudice. If you don't believe it, I can take food from you for a period of time. I can take water from you. I can't cut your oxygen off for any time. So come get under pressure with us, all right?
I love it. Thank you so much, Bill. I think we've all learned so much. Yeah. I am so excited about this. If you guys have any questions, please, please, please reach out to them at www.hyperbaricphp.com, and Bill will answer all of your questions. And if you're near his clinic, again, take him up on the offer and visit him.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much. Thank you for letting me come. All right.
And thank you guys for watching. Until next time. Bye.